in smell heaven. Ooh. I loved it. So
pheromones are important to you.
Big, big deal.
Do you like to sniff those armpits?
I sniff those armpits. Yes. I sniff it all.
Welcome to Sweet Release Podcast with me, Barbie Jean.
Welcome back, sweets. Today I have Miss Little Puck here. Welcome.
Hello. Nice to meet you.
Thanks
nice
for being here. Is that a play on the word fuck? Like little puck, little puck?
Or you were the first person to ever say that.
Really?
I'm obsessed. Yeah. So it does rhyme with suck and fuck. That is correct. But it's actually puck is a little impish, mischievous sex fairy from Midsummer Night's Dream, a Shakespeare play.
Oh, so yes. That's why.
But I think so, little puck. Little is kind of just like a term of endearment, like you little shit.
So, you little puck.
I love that.
Yeah.
Do people call you that when you're in adult film scenes and everything?
They call me Puck because they get very confused. And I'm like, yes, Puck is my name. Like, I go by Puck IRL, like, not just performer as a performer. But
oh, really? Cool. Yeah.
So then sometimes they'll be like, but if it's in like a MILF scene, they're like, do I call you Mrs. Puck? And I'm like, so now it's Mrs. Little. It's so silly.
I love it.
Yeah.
So you're in the adult film industry, but you just started doing that professionally in the last year.
Yeah. So it's been 11 years in sex work. So I was doing the first 10 years was just like amateur, like my own clips. And then the past year, I just started doing pro scenes for studios. And
I fucking love it.
You love it?
I love it. I did not expect I would love it this much.
That's awesome to hear.
Yeah.
Well, I originally came across your page and I feel like you are also kind of a cosplayer. Like I you have, yeah. Yeah. So you're always dressing up in these totally incredible just costumes.
Thank you. I have a lot of fun with it. I got into that mostly actually because of sex work. People were like, well, can you like dress up as something? And I was like, okay. And I kept doing it. And then I was like, I don't want to be just like the normal like little maid or nun or like whatever. And I started doing more elaborate stuff and it really connected with the parts of me that like horror. So a lot of the cosplays I do have like horror elements to them.
Yeah. You're super into horror and like sci-fi and stuff, right?
Yeah.
Dope. Yeah. Some of the outfits, like I think I saw you as like a clucking chicken or something. You have like a full beak and everything.
Full beak. I couldn't breathe out of that beak for like, I think it was in it for like 10, 12 hours. So I was a mouth breather for like a good chunk of that day.
I think I saw a reel of someone like baby birding some grapes or something. And I was like, yes.
It was fun. Technically, she's a pheasant.
Okay.
Not a chicken, but we only could find a chicken beak. So I had to like compromise there for my artistic integrity, but it's fine. It was Goldie Pheasant from one of Don Bluth's animated films, Rockadoodle.
Okay, cool.
Rockadoodle, yeah.
So when you dress up as those characters, are you also filming like full like sex scenes?
Yeah.
Okay, sweets. Real quick. What if you're in the middle of a role play scenario or you spent so much time getting all dressed up to perform this beautiful fantasy that you've been dreaming about to experience with your partner or lover and your beautiful member downstairs isn't working? It is completely normal and so common to be experiencing performance issues in the bedroom. Be sweet to yourself, but also I have something that's going to change that for you. Bathmate created the only FDA-regulated hydro pump using the power of water in this hydraulic vacuum, creating harder erections, better erectile predictability, better performance. It's going to lead you to better confidence in the bedroom. It also improves sensations and intensity overall and increase size if you want, if that's something you're looking for, which is then going to lead you to making that member work when you need it and on time and with no issues whatsoever. Bathmate's giving away 3 grand prizes worth over $1,500. Visit bathmatedirect.com/Barbie for your chance to win and exclusive access to the biggest annual Black Friday deals. You do not want to miss this. Okay, let's get back to Little Puck.
Not always with a partner. Sometimes it's solo cosplay, but I am also shooting. So like I also did like Greta the Gremlin from Gremlins 2. So it was like full scales, like prosthetic lips and cheeks and ridges and like everything. And like fully body painted. And then just, you know, playing with the dildo and acting
love
crazy.
That.
Yeah.
Have you always dressed up since you were young?
Yeah. I've always been in some sort of performance all my life. I was in church plays. growing up. I was a Christian puppeteer for a hot minute. And then when I kind of left the faith, I still like was in, you know, plays and choir and band and like all sorts of things.
So you're a performer.
I'm a performer. Mm-hmm. I used to do like spoken word. I rapped a little bit.
Nice.
I've done it, you know, done a lot.
You, yeah, I saw that you were, yeah, you grew up Christian. Mm-hmm. Or did that kind of affect your kind of sexual awakening or journey at all?
Oh, yeah. Not in the greatest, not in the greatest way. It was a bummer. So I didn't masturbate until I was like 17 or 18 because it's a sin.
Oh, wow.
I did like, to circumvent like the masturbating thing, and also because I was like corny, I'm like learning, exploring my sexuality or whatever, or not. But so when I did have like partners when I was like 16, 17, the way that I would like get off would be to like grind on them, because obviously like we really can't touch each other. Like we're not supposed to like go under the clothes or anything. Mm-hmm. So I'd be like, this feels good. And then once it started getting like hot and heavy, I literally would get like these like what I called them angels bells, because I didn't know what else to call them. And it was angels telling me to stop. So then I would like stop. So I was extremely disconnected from my sexuality and just like my body in general. I had like, it was a rough time getting reconnected with that side of myself.
Yeah. How did you reconnect? Was it obviously a journey? Do you have any tools that you could?
It was a very long journey. It was very, very long. It took a lot of unlearning. It took, let's see. I mean, there's still things that I'd say only in the past like 2 years I've really come into like my own sexually and in for my like personal life, honestly. Mm-hmm. But I had a lot of like loving, kind people along the way who helped me. Not necessarily like partners that helped me, but just like other people in my life who were much more in touch with their sexuality. And sex workers, honestly, taught me a lot. So I can't say it was like ever just like one thing particularly, but it was just like multiple things over a long, long period of time.
Yeah, I feel like community is something that I always focus on too. I feel like when you're surrounded by, like you said, kind and people that are connected to themselves, and it kind of like it makes you feel like, oh, wait a minute, that's how I can be too.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I'm very thankful that I've had a lot of like, yeah, a lot of loving sex workers in my life for a long time.
Yeah. And that's cool that you still feel like you're also coming into your own even in the last 2 years. How special.
I'm so proud of it, honestly. Yeah. Like my entire journey has just been one of unlearning and relearning like over and over again, it feels like. So I'd say in the last like 2 years, So I was in a relationship for like 8 years. Like, so 10 years ago started that relationship. So we haven't been together for 2 years, but
okay.
I was in a relationship for 8 years. Very loving, very sweet. I grew a lot. I was able to like work through a lot of my shit with that person. But sexually, we were just like not compatible. So imagine being with someone for 8 years who you love, but it just ain't working. And during that time, a lot of my sexual exploration and lit was within sex work. And it was within the realm of just like my own creative work. And then like with other just like random people like on the internet or with other like collaborators in person, I would do like some softcore stuff. But I just honestly like wasn't getting what I needed for so long. So in the past 2 years, it's been just this like overwhelming, like I am just throwing down all the time. Yes. And like having so much fun, and like it's been really exciting. It's really cool.
Yeah, that's amazing. Yeah. And so that partner wasn't in like the industry. Mm-mm. So they just supported you through it.
Yeah. They were great support in like a lot of ways. You'll hear this like often. It was the whole thing of like, they were great. Like we were lovely and loving to each other, but they did feel uncomfortable if I shot with other people. So I did a lot of solo stuff. I did softcore with other girls. And then like throughout the years, I'd be like, okay, I kind of want to like do a little bit more. Mm-hmm. Here's this new thing that I'm going to do with someone. I'm letting you know. Let me know what your comfort levels are, but still going to happen, but we're going to work through it. Like slowly like pressing my boundary further and further because this is my job. This is what I want to do. I'll always be doing this in some capacity or another. But it would just, it was such a it was just clawing my way like towards, getting out of that mindset of that their comfort is my priority.
Yeah.
Never again.
Yeah. And then also having like not being sexually compatible too. Like yeah. That's a whole other layer.
So like, it's so funny because with them, when we were friends first for a good solid 2 years before we started dating and our sex, like friends with benefits and our sex was terrible. Once we started like dating and there was like an emotional connection, we'd have like good sex, but it was like we weren't exploring and it would be a few times a year. I'm not shitting you.
No way.
A few times a year for like
eight years.
Oh. It was, oh my God.
Well, I've been talking about this a lot because I've been getting a lot of people reach out to me in my audience that are feeling like, yeah, they're not sexually compatible or they're feeling like they're trying to figure out if they value sex more than partners. And so I've definitely talked about it a lot. But sometimes when, I mean, that's very few times a year. Like,
oh, I know.
I'm like, I know. So I always encourage people like really just communicating and figuring out where you can kind of meet in the middle. But that is, I feel like, unhealthy.
It was not. Good. It was not. And no matter how many times we like talked about it, it just wouldn't. And I think some of it had to do with like mental illness and like lack of support in therapy and stuff. Eventually they got into therapy and it was really helpful and we were able to connect in some ways. But also I think there was just some other things going on there that it was difficult for us to get past.
Well, I'm glad you're feeling a lot better.
Now there's a lot of doors open.
Doors are open.
And I'm going a little crazy, but in a way that I find to be very fun and engaging and healthy. So,
yeah, I'm curious because you create so much. Like you have these films, you have these like incredible reels and stuff that I see, and I'm just curious. Like, how do you come? Like, what's your creative process? Do you come up with like this like character that you want to do, and then execute?
It's definitely it's a mix. So I'll have like I have a list of characters that I'm like I really want to do this project someday. So like I have like a seed of an idea and be like, okay. And then some of those things, I'll be like, all right, fans, it's your time. Like, sponsor this idea. Like, here's what you'll get. This is my plan. Let's go. So, like, sometimes it'll be me. My fans will sponsor it and, like, help me, you know, raise the funds for it. Another way that I do it is I'll have fans come to me with an idea. Sometimes they'll have, like, an entire script that's, like, 5 pages long, very detailed. But most of the time, I'd say, like, 80% of the time, they're like, I want you to see you dressed up as this. Here's the amount of money and then go ham. Like I trust your creative spirit. And so I love when they let me just do that. So they'll give me like their little, you know, fantasy and then I'll just go crazy.
Yes. Yeah. Cause it's expensive. Like all that makeup. Holy shit.
It must take
hours and hours.
Oh yeah. There's, I work with a great body painter in Texas. Oh, so cool. Some of my bigger projects I'll fly there.
Oh, nice.
And he'll help me out.
Yeah. Cool.
My pet monster girl.
Love it. Yeah, I love all the monster vibe and it's so cool. It's so fun.
It's fun.
Do you have any favorite scenes that you've ever shot or any?
I've shot honestly probably 2,000 videos in my career. So I'd say that my favorites have been in the past couple years.
Nice.
Because I'm doing hardcore partnered content now. And then also I have the funds and the ability to make these bigger things. So my Gremlins cosplay was definitely one of my favorite things I've ever done. I've been doing some orgy scenes. I did a Rocky Horror Picture Show orgy, which was so much fun. We went so camp with it. I've been doing a lot more like kinky scenes within like studio scenes and stuff. And those are some of my favorite because I'm getting to explore and like push my boundaries in a way I've never done before. And I'm finding out that I really enjoy like pain and like, things that I never thought I was like super into, but.
Yeah, yeah. You do seem like you're a kinky person.
Yeah.
And I'm excited to talk about this more. Did you feel like you ever had any kinks or anything like in your younger exploration phase?
I'd say the one thing that sticks out the most is like, so I had a phase when like I, you know, rebelled against the church, and then I was like a punk kid in my early mid 20s. So my phases were late.
Yeah.
My punk years were, you know, early 20s. But smell.
Nice.
Huge turn on for me. And I think part of it was like the dirty crust punk basements with like shows and stuff where everyone is just like unwashed bodies. Some people it's a turn off. I was like in smell heaven. Ooh. I loved it. So
pheromones are important to you.
Big, big deal.
Do you like to sniff those armpits?
I sniff those armpits.
Yes.
I sniff it all.
I definitely have an audience member. He's reached out to me and he's like, I need you to do an episode on the armpit fetish. Like, please. So you got some fans in my audience.
It's so good. Yeah.
So how do you incorporate that in like a pleasure session?
So I sometimes like my partner will two ways. If I know I'm going to be collaborating with someone and we have a rapport already, I'll be like, can you not wear deodorant for our scene? Mm. I'll wear deodorant. I'll do whatever you like me to. But like if I have rapport with him, I'll be like, can you not? So that I can, you know, just a little thing. And then my partner, like if they went for a run or if they've done anything particularly like sweaty, they'll make sure to like give me their shirt or like just not wash before. They'll come in and they'll be dripping with sweat and I'll be like.
Yeah, you immediately get turned on.
That's great.
I love that. Yeah. So fun. What are some, you've talked about pain too.
Yes.
Are there any other things that. Yeah, like floggers or what is spanking?
Floggers and spanking, not so much. I like nipple torture.
Mm.
So I like breast bondage. I like feeling that constrictiveness, and rope is something I definitely want to explore more, like an entire body. Nipple torture, so like clamps and then clothespins are great. And then I like electrostimulation. Stuff. So like the zapper.
Yeah.
So like on my tongue, on my nipples, on my clit, I go crazy for that. That, cause like I'm already getting, I'm like, ooh, yeah. Cause part of it is like, I like pushing my boundaries. I like seeing the part where I am like, is this too much? No, it's like right there. It's right on the cusp. It's like very, it's like edging. It's like foreplay. It's like very like, I'm right there. Look. Just like playing, tiptoeing on that boundary is so much fun for me.
Yeah, playing on that edge. So, I do talk about that. It's so good.
Yeah, that's great.
And pushing the edges too, when you're in a comfortable space is really healthy and really, it can be really transformative.
Yeah.
So that's awesome. We have a little electro kit and we haven't used it a bunch, but it's fun to explore, especially when you're like touching other people. So put it on the tongue and then play with some body parts.
Yeah.
I love that. So do you, you said you've been like exploring more kinks and things with more scenes. Do you feel like it's kind of opening up these doors even more for you?
Definitely. It's helping me learn more like what turns me on, right? Like what fascinates me. And it's part of it is like a sexual fascination and like what makes my body respond, but it's also this pairing of like my mind too, because I have a very, I really enjoy when my mind is like, when my creative, what's the word? When I'm like creatively turned on, well, you know, when I'm able to like be in a scene and I'm performing, but it's my creative juices are flowing. I'm feeling the chemistry, but it's like more than that. There is this performative aspect to it that I actually get off on as well. And I'm still exploring like what that means, but it's like, and to me, they're kind of separate. So like there's some scenes that I'll do and I'll come home and be like, that was a really great scene. And maybe I didn't actually have an orgasm, but I'm so mentally stimulated and happy about how like the chemistry was and like the flow of it that I didn't need to actually have like a orgasmic release, like physically. I mentally and creatively was just like, I'm like riding a fucking high. Like, it feels really good. But then there's this other part of me that's like loves just like smushy, warm, gooey vanilla sex where I'm just like we're just melting into each other. And that kind of thing is just like a beautiful release for me too. And so I don't know.
Yeah, there's so many sweet releases. That's what we there's call, so what many. I call them too.
Yeah.
But it's true when you're creatively, like even making this podcast or I do some like erotic photography too. Mm-hmm. And so that can really turn me on because I'm like creating.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wow, I just created this beautiful art. Yeah. And yeah, it's educating and empowering, but it's also like sexy.
It is sexy. Yeah.
So that's kind of what I try to illuminate too. It's like, don't forget to bring that sexiness to everything you create.
That's real. That's real.
Yeah, it's true. Do you, have you been dating at all in the last couple years?
Yeah. Like, so in the past six months, I started dating someone who's in the industry. My first time dating someone in the industry. And I fucking love it.
I think he's in a lot of your content,
yeah,
he's right?
Yeah, Sean Elf.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I've seen a lot of that. And, so how does that feel like when you're both kind of in the industry? It must be supportive.
I'm extremely thankful that he's in the industry because he fucking gets it.
Gets
like
it.
We both get to have our beautiful sexual experiences with other people. And also it's my first time being in a poly relationship. And I'm so happy about that because I've wanted to be in an open relationship for so, so, so long. And I let that part of myself be suppressed so that my other partners could feel comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
So like literally the last... Like literally since I was like in my early 20s, I wanted to be in an open relationship. And now my first time at 35, I'm finally there and I'm like, yes.
Feels so good.
It feels so good because it's real to me. Like
yeah.
I'm not going to pretend that I don't have like good experiences with other people and that they matter. Like,
especially because I know I've seen some scenes with you with women and other sexualities too. So you identify as queer, I'm sure.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I'm extremely queer.
That's what I love about it too. My partner and I we're not poly, but we are open to, with our own boundaries and our own kind of what feels good.
Yeah.
But it's a side of myself because I also kind of explored my sexuality a little later, I feel, that it's like it's nice to be able to still explore.
Yes.
When you're still like with that partner that you adore and love.
Yeah. And it's not to say that there isn't moments of jealousy because that happens with everyone, regardless of what type of partnership that you're in. But I feel like we're so much better equipped to communicate about it because we're in the same job. And also our level of communication from the beginning was already so, so much better. And like so much, like we were very clear about like what we wanted and let that, you know, instead of pushing each other into something, we let that marinate and like let it blossom on its own. So
did you guys have a scene together first? Is that
how yeah.
was it fireworks or what?
Yes. Oh my God. Okay. So I was like not expecting it at all. Well, I came to LA and I started doing collabs and I actually was staying at his house because they open it up for sex workers to come through when they're traveling. Mm. So it was one of the places I stayed routinely when I was traveling. And now I live there and we open it up to people who come through still. I actually have a good friend coming through today.
Oh, fun.
So that'll be fun. But
it's like couch surfing.
It's like couch surfing.
I love that.
But you get a bed. And yeah, your own room. It's pretty cool. Yeah.
Nice.
But so we had a scene. It was a boy girl, because that's one of the things him and his friend Robbie Apples do a lot. Which is great because it's hard to find two guys who are down to do that in the industry. And so when you find a duo like that who are comfortable with each other and their sexuality and like make the girl feel like safe and, you know, there's that connection or whatever.
Are they also like interacting with each other too? Or
it's not like a bisexual boy girl. Oh, okay. It's just like, but they, sometimes they'll like high five and, you know, like they're down.
Yeah.
And it's chill.
Love it.
Anyway, we had that scene and while it was happening, I was like, what the fuck? Like, and I was connecting with them like so, so much, way more than I like had ever expected. And then it just kind of like slowly blossomed from there. We were friends for a while. I really resisted getting into a relationship because I was like, I was in a relationship for 8 years.
Yeah,
like, give me my fucking, you know, give me space. I just want to fuck. And they're like, I just want to fuck. I'm like, cool. We'll be good friends. And eventually we started traveling together. And I'm like, we'll be good travel companions. And then it just kept going. And then I was like, oh, we'll be roommates, just good roommates. And then I was like, oh God, no.
Now we're in love.
Yeah, we're in love. So, okay. But very happy about it.
That's awesome. Yeah. Yeah, you guys have good energy on camera. I can see it. Yeah. Is there anything that you're kind of looking forward to, like moving forward in your career or in your relationship? Or?
Yeah. So for both, I'd say for my career, I really have a passion and desire to like direct. Ooh. So I love creating a scene, and that part of that, the excitement, it's not just performing, but just like the design of everything. So I feel like directing is something I really want to do. I love also doing horror stuff, like I said, like erotic horror, and horror and sex work are very kiss, kiss.
Yeah. Talk about that too.
Yeah.
It's like the same part of the brain.
It is.
Like.
Yeah. That titillation and boundaries and yeah, a lot of body stuff. So working more with that, I've been in 3 short films, horror short films, that have been, you know, so much fun. So more acting, just, I want to keep performing, keep doing my own projects. Throughout my life, I've never really been like, oh, I'm going to be this and then like work toward that. There's always just been things like, oh, that'll be fun to do. That's exciting for me. I'm passionate about that. Let's explore that. And I think that's been healthy for me because it's not, I can be very focused and dedicated towards something, but I've never been like, oh, I have to do this or that's it. I very much am constantly learning and growing, but I don't feel like there has to be like this end, like this will make me who I am. So I'm kind of thankful for that because it gives me a lot of flexibility to kind of pursue what creatively is driving me.
I love that. It's like being gentle with yourself and just allowing it to flow.
Yes. Yeah. And then relationship wise, since we are open, I am very excited to pursue relationships with women specifically and trans and non-binary folks.
Yes.
Because that's really important to me and sexually very important to me.
Was your long relationship with a man?
Yeah, they were non-binary. So like for a decade I was dating non-binary people. But I also really want to just, you know, date more women and more trans folks. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe you'll have another spark with someone in the industry.
I know. I don't want to push anything. That's the thing. Because there's a lot of people who I'm like attracted to, but I'm like, I don't want it to be like, I'm very, very busy and I don't want to push myself into anything or like seek an attachment or like unless it like makes sense with my life. So most of my life, I felt like I was very much pushing to be in relationship. And that's not been as healthy for me. So letting things come organically, I think is.
Yeah, that's the way to do it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'll manifest that for you. I hope you meet some.
Thank you.
Some special people. We too, my partner and I mean, I feel like we haven't been playing as much lately because again, we're both kind of in our creative workflow and we're busy. And so it's just been just kind of when it happens, it happens. Yeah. But we did have our first foursome not long ago, and that was like a really amazing experience. We dated mostly women for years. Mm-hmm. And then it was like, I don't know, it was something that we always talked about, but the vibe was never right. Mm-hmm. And then finally, the vibe was right.
The vibe was right.
I mean, and I was spoiled. Right. I was like the center of attention. So I was like, this is amazing.
Oh, fuck yeah.
So I would love to have more experiences like that. Or, yeah, again, yeah, two with more queer and non-binary, I think would be really fun to just explore more.
Explore.
Yeah.
There's this one role play, I'm going to tell you, that I really, really want to do. And I haven't done it yet, but I just told my partner about it. And I am so excited because it's finally like, I'm with someone who's down.
Nice.
Right. Okay. And it's such a cheesy, it's so cheesy, but I have to get this out because I'm really excited about it. So the idea is that we meet each other at a bar and we don't know each other. Right. Okay. Just like completely like, and then what we would do to get each other's attention, just like very like, just we could even come up with like different characters of like who we are. It doesn't matter. But just like, all of those like first impressions and those little giggles and like the awkwardness of everything. I want to do that so bad.
Oh my God. Yeah.
It's so silly and so fun because we'll both like break character while we're doing it. And like the ridiculousness of everything and like putting the moves on each other. in ways that we hadn't before, you know?
Oh my God, I love that. Please send that to me whenever you create it. I feel like you are pretty playful and fun, like, in your scenes and your everyday life. Are you also tapping into characters when you're, like, grabbing stuff out of the fridge or, like, you know?
Yeah.
Do you, like...
It's funny because I actually, until other people say it back at me, I don't realize that I'm doing it because I have, like, a million fucking voices and a million people I'm playing all the time. And I think it's just... to kind of escape the humdrum of life, but also there's just so many facets of myself that I like playing with.
Yeah, so. It's fun to play.
Yeah. More play needed.
I agree. Yeah. Welcome all the play, yes. Please. Yeah. What's your favorite? I think I've seen you as like a fairy before or like.
Some... Yeah. Oh man, I've done so many. It's impossible for me.
To choose. Yeah, that's tough to choose. That's like asking someone their favorite. Well, I don't know. Yeah. Sometimes it's like your favorite place that you visited. It's hard to say.
They all have their different little like facets and beauties.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, embrace them all. I love that. Yeah. Well, I love to kind of ask people when we kind of get towards the end, that last time they had that sweet release. If you're comfortable sharing.
So my very favorite way to get off just happened 2 days ago. Mm-hmm. And I've done this most of my sexual life, and it's by grinding. I had mentioned that earlier. So I really enjoy when my partner's laying down, they could be on their stomach or on their back. And I will literally just like mount them and like press my pubic bone into like their thigh or their stomach or their chest. And I will just melts into them and grind into them, and it's just like this ooshy gushy warm wet like meat on meat, and it all come like so fast.
Oh my God, that's so amazing. So you're just like grinding. Oh my God,
just grinding. I'll tell them maybe to say something, or I'll be kissing their neck or like something, and then I'll come.
And is it just a wet like explosion?
Not usually. It's just more of like the sweat of everything. Right. I'm like literally like dripping.
Yeah, I like how you use the word gooey and mushy for sex, because it is.
Yeah. No, because I try to clarify that or like make a note to say that, because so much of porn is very much just like angling towards the camera and you're arching back from the person so the viewer can participate. But like most of the sex I have is like you can't see shit because we are
you're
in each other.
Magnetic, like, yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. I mean, it, you are a performer and an actor and it seems like you're crushing. But it's true. You have to be mindful of the camera and so many other elements that make it, very difficult, I'm sure.
Extremely. Like, I'll still have chemistry with my partners and we'll still... like have a great time, but we won't be able to go as hard because we are arching and like moving exactly when we need to, how we need to. Like my leg is not going to be like in this perfectly like, you know, arched position because I want it to be. It's just there so that you can come in, you know?
So are your, the majority of your good sweet releases are with your partner?
Oh yeah.
Like they're not on
camera.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Like I can orgasm on camera, but it's not my favorite type of sweet release. Mm-hmm. This like my favorite is with when I'm with someone, you know, and we're not playing for the camera. Like the camera could be on, but it's like we're having our own sex. But I'd say when I'm shooting for pro or for my own amateur content, my own clips, which are not amateur. Let me take that back. When I'm shooting my own clips or shooting for studios, the release that I'm getting is much more like a creative one and a performance one, which I still find very fucking important to me. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
I love that. Well, thanks for sharing and being so vulnerable with me. I did have one more question because cosplay, I feel like, is very like you're a gamer. A lot of people are gamers and like playing games and stuff. Is that something you do at all? Or
so the games that I play are not the typical, I guess, what you'd say if you're a gamer. I like doing crosswords. I like Legend of Zelda. It's like my shit.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I fucking love. It's my favorite. And then I like board games. So I'll host board game nights and I'm cutthroat. Nice. I'm a beast. You better be prepared for bloodshed. I only invite people who are down to like go hard. So that's I love awesome. Board games.
Yeah, I grew up with a big board game family. So
you know.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. And a lot of my friends do host game nights, so I'm familiar. Yeah. I got my partner into them. He never was super into games, more video games. You know? But now he's like, oh, okay, I'll do this with you guys. He's into it.
It's fun.
Well, thanks so much again for sharing all your experiences
and
your kinks and all of it. And yeah, I look forward to seeing where you go.
Thank you.
Thanks. Same. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
Thank you.
Yay. Your shot looks so good. This like soft light is perfectly like rimming that side of your face.
Nice. Yeah. Rimming. That's hot.